Today's shir is Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Ayin Tes. We will begin on Daf Ayin Ches on the Beis, the first wide line. Aisha Asa and Garia. I am Aloy Haresh Al-Khalifanecha. We learned in the Mishnah that there were times where the government would confiscate the animals that belonged to the people and use it for their whatever purposes they needed it. And then they would give it back. So our Mishnah teaches us that if Asa and Garia, if the government chose to take the animal that I had rented, the owner of the animal could say to me, "Hareshecha v'shalchanecha, it's yours, and you'll get back your animal, and you have no claim against me." To which the Gemara says, "Amar Rav lo shano el ben Garia chazaris." So the right Rashi explains. And Garia Chazeres is that it was taken, as I said, it was confiscated for the king to use it, but within the rental term, it will still be returned to the person who rented it. Under those cases, in that situation, the owner could tell the renter, Hareshel Cholofanacha, Avo Begarish and Chazeres, if it was taken from the person who rented it, and it will not be returned during the term of rental, chayv l'hamad l'chamar achar, then the halacha is that another animal has to be given to the person, then another animal has to be given to the animal. Because, as Tosfos explains, it doesn't cause such a terrible loss. All it causes is a delay, but it doesn't cause that the person should have a loss that he can't make up. Yes, he wanted the animal, but he didn't. But it's just a delay. And as the Ritva says, and as we learned, it's only if it's going to be returned within the original rental term. Shmuel disagrees, and he says that Ben and Gary Chazaris, Ben and Gary Shere Chazaris, whether it's going to be returned within the rental term or not, in Bedar Chalicha Nitla, if it was taken when they were walking in the direction that the person who rented it was going, Aymaloy, so then the owner of the animal could say to the person who rented it, Hareshel Cholofanecha, you're going to get it back because you'll get it back and you'll use it going in the same direction that you're going. Just follow the government officials who confiscated it. Vim lav b'derech halichasa nitla, but if it was not taken when it was going in the direction, it was not taken when it was going in the direction that this person is going, then chayv l'hamad loy chamor. Then he would have to give him a different animal. So, of course, Tosfos asks, why would I have to follow the people who confiscated? So therefore, why should I make a difference? So Tosfos says, that if they did not go to my home, just as I'm walking in the same direction as they are, they took my animal, then the owner of the animal could say to me, Mazloch Garim, your bad luck caused that you should meet the people who are confiscating the animal, and therefore you will be held partially responsible for the loss of the animal, and I don't have to give you a different animal. However, if the government officials came to my home to confiscate the animal, that is much more of the, not so much my fault, and then the halacha will be that the owner, according to Tosfos' understanding, Shmuel, would have to give me a different animal. Meisvei asked the Gemara on this opinion that Shmuel just taught us. The Braisa says, Hasoiches Chamor, we spoke about this in our previous year. If somebody rented a donkey, Vavrika, and it got some sort of disease that it can't see so well, or became wild, and it's not something, not an animal on which you could ride, but it's still usable. It's not completely blind. It's not in a situation that's completely not controllable. The owner could tell the person who rented it, Hareshel Cholofanecha. However, Mesa, if the animal died, or Shanasis and Garia, or was confiscated by the king, chayv lahamid lechamor, then a different animal has to be given. So says the Gemara. How do we understand this braisa? This braisa seems to be a direct contradiction to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that if the animal was made into an agaria, the owner could say, Hareshel cholof anechem. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav lo kasha, according to Rav, the way we can reconcile the Mishnah and the braisa can be geri chazeres, if it's going to be an agaria, that I, the renter, will get it back within the term of the rent. So then the halacha is that the owner could say, Hareshel cholof anechem. If it's a situation where I'm not going to get it back within that term, that's when he has to give me a new animal. Ella l'shmul, according to Shmuel, kasha, why? How do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? The Chitayman, if you will suggest, says the Gemara, l'shmul namila kasha, the way to reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa, kam b'derech l'chasa notla, if it was taken in the direction that I'm walking. So the way Rashi explained it, we're going to learn what Rashi's pshat. So the damage that was done is not so significant. Therefore, you could say the owner could say to me, "Hareshel cholof anechem." Whereas it was shaloi b'derech halichas nitlo, it was not taken. If the animal was not being taken in the direction which I am going, that's when he has to give me a different animal. Says the Gemara, how can we say that that's the way to reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? Amidik Tani Sefer, let's continue learning the Braisa. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon Elazar introduces this distinction. And he says, Im b'derech halichasa nitla, Omer lai reishel cholof anecha, v'mlav chayv lai l'cham lai l'chamo, you have to replace the animal. Mechlal, so it's Rav Shimon ben Elazar who has this differentiation. Obviously, the Tanakama doesn't subscribe to this point of Derech Halichasa or Loi Derech Halichasa, Loi Shanalei. Amalach Shmuel, says the Gemara, so Shmuel will defend himself. Fine, I can't reconcile my opinion with the Tanakama, but my opinion can be reconciled with Rav Shimon Elazar, the Koy Kavasei. Actually, Rav Shmuel is saying exactly what Rav Shimon Elazar said. And Shmuel will therefore say, "Anor da Amri, I paskin da locha, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. I'm paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elazar." Ibai Seima, another way of understanding this braisa, how to avoid that this braisa should be a stira with our Mishnah. We could say that kula, the entire braisa, doesn't represent two opinions, the opinion of the Tanakama and the Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rather, the way to understand the braisa, kula Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The entire braisa represents only the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And v'chsuri mechzvachtani, this is the way we have to understand the braisa. Ha'soichet sechamav evriko nishtatis, amalai reisha cholof anechem. Mesa shenisa agaria, but if that is the case, chayv l'hamad lo chamor, then the halacha will be, you have to give me a new animal, to which the braisa says, b'med v'amamurim, when does the animal have to be replaced? Shloi b'derech hanichasa nitla. If it wasn't taken when it was walking in the direction, the government and I are now walking in the same direction. Avil nitla b'derech halichasa. If it was taken in the same direction, if the animal by the government officials is going in the same direction as I'm going, so there, hareshel cholof anecha. Divrei Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Everything we just learned reflects the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar. Shashay, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Aymer, because Rav Shimon ben Elazar taught us, Im b'derech halichu nitla, Aymer lai reishel cholof anecha, v'mlav, chayv lai lai chamor. So actually, the braisa is exactly what Shmuel said, and it's very much consistent. Ask the Gemara, umi matzis mukas mela, can we indeed say that the entire braisa Rav Shimon ben Elazar is only the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar. V'ktani reisha, let's learn the beginning of that braisa. Hasoicha sema v'chavrika, sh'nishtato amalai reisha chal f'necha. V'ilu Rav Shimon ben Elazar oimer, v'hasoicha schama lirka v'lea, v'vrika sh'nishtato chayv l'hamad loy chamor. So we see that we can't in any way explain that the reisha of that braisa is following the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar. Because the reisha of the braisa has the halacha in such a situation of Vrika,
that Nishtata, the owner could say Reishal Cholof Anecha, and if Shimon says that he don't hold that way, answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Rafuna, we could say that the entire Baisa follows the opinion of Shimon Elazar. And this, that if Shimon Elazar says that Hivrika or Nishtata, you have to give a different animal, not like what the Baisa says, that you could say Reishal Cholof Anecha, says the Gemara, depends what was the purpose of you renting this animal. Lirka v'leashani. When is the halacha that the owner could say harei shechol lefenechob? That's only in a case where the animal was not specifically rented to ride on, but if he was only rented to use to carry packages. But so there, the fact that it doesn't have such good eyesight or nishtatis is not such a significant. Is not so significant. But if it was rented to ride on, that's the Tanakhama, says Rav Shimon Elazar. Everybody will agree that under those circumstances, the halacha is the owner cannot say Reishal Cholof Anecha. Amar Rav Papa, to which Rav Papa says, Kli Zechuchis, even though we just said there's a difference if the animal was rented to ride on, or if the animal was rented to carry packages, but says the Gemara, that if the animal was rented to carry glass, so since glass is very fragile, and if it will fall, it will break. So therefore, even though it's a situation of being used for carrying, still it's considered like riding, because you have to be very, obviously you have to be very careful under such circumstances. Amar Rav Barafun Amar Rav. If somebody rented an animal to ride on it, and now the animal died halfway along the trip, the halacha is that the renter has to pay for half the trip. And the person who rented it could not only has a right to complain, that why'd you give me an animal? Says the Gemara, what is the case of this bright? What is the case we are speaking about? If I, the person who rented the animal, can easily find another animal, yes, it's a bother, but it happened. This animal died, so trumas my avidite. Why should this person have a right? Why should I have a right to complain? The animal died ba'onus. It wasn't like it died that the person killed it. And therefore, it happened, and I could easily recover the loss by renting another animal. So why should I have a right to have a complaint against the owner? And if it's a place that I can't find another animal, so says the Gemara Agrabai L'meisavalei, why do I have to pay? I didn't get to where I wanted to get to, and I don't have a way of getting there. Says the Malayim Lashchich Laguri. We're speaking about a situation where I, the renter, cannot find another animal. But the owner could say, yes, you wanted to get to a certain place, but you got halfway. So don't you have to pay for getting halfway? So that's Olav Agrabai L'Mesav. So Tysus asks, but getting halfway is nothing. It's not where I want to be. So Tysus says, when the Gemara says I can't find another animal to rent, it means I can't find it easily, but I could find it. And since I could find it, it's not considered that you should have to replace the animal or exempt me from paying half the rent. Another pshat Tysus says is that, yes, I wanted to take the merchandise I was carrying to a certain location because I knew that in that location it will be easy for me to sell whatever I'm taking. But that doesn't mean that I can't sell it where I am. Maybe it won't be sold as easily in that location as in another location, but it doesn't mean that I can't sell it at all. And since it doesn't mean that I can't sell it at all, that's why you can't have such a serious complaint. I can't say that I should be exempt from paying for it. Hechidami. Says the Gemara, let's drill down further. Exactly what were the terms of this rental agreement? If he just said any donkey, I'm renting a donkey, but they didn't specify which donkey. So says the Gemara, I rented a donkey. I didn't want any specific donkey, and therefore, to go to a certain location, you should have to pay. You should have to give me what I rented. And if it was this specific donkey that was rented, so what we should do is the animal died. We should take the corpse of this animal, and what we should do is yikach. I should buy another animal and be able to travel with that other animal. And it says the Gemara, Letricha, we refer here to a situation, She'en b'demel likach. The dead corpse of this donkey doesn't have enough in it to be able to buy another animal. It says the Gemara, but even if it doesn't have enough money, it doesn't have enough value to be able to buy another animal, but ask the Gemara, M'yesh b'demel liskor, if there's enough value in it, that I should be able to rent another animal, so let me take this dead animal, sell it, and use the proceeds to Yiskor to rent another animal. Answers the Gemara, Rav Latamei, Rav doesn't accept that as an option, because Dama Rav La Mechlina Karna, if I'll take the value of this novella, and I'll use it to rent another animal, so there's nothing left from the principal. And Rav says that that's never considered a legitimate approach. Ditmar, the Gemara teaches us, Hasachas Chamor, if somebody rents a donkey, Umeisla Bechatzi Derech, and the animal dies halfway, Amarav, Im Yesh B'demel Likach Yikach, if there's enough value in the novella to buy another animal, that's what I should do. Liskor, but if there's only enough value to rent, Al Yiskor, because you don't want to use up the entire principle. Shmuel Amar, Afliska Yiskor, you may do so, says the Gemara. What is the basis of the machloikus of Rav and Shmuel? But Maikamifki, Rav Savaloi Machlin and Karna, we don't enter into a solution which leaves nothing of the principle. The Shmuel Savaloi Machlin and Karna, we could enter into a solution that leaves nothing of the Karen. As we've been speaking many times in our Shurim, particularly in Perek Ezer Neshech, we spoke many times about a mashkin. If somebody borrowed money and the loiva gives the malva mashkin, and the mashkin typically would be a field, and there are different types of mashkantas. There's mashkanta menachniyosei. That means that every year the malva is on this property, will be deducted a certain amount from the loan. Then there's a meshkanta b'loy nechyaisa, that the malva eats the peiris without any deduction, and at the end of the term, when he gets paid in full what he lent. And then there's a meshkanta de sura, that they write that if the malva will be on the property for a certain amount of years, he's allowed to eat peiris. And after that amount of years, he has to give back, he gives it back to the loiva, and the loiva doesn't have to pay a loan. So the eating of the peiris was there to pay off the loan. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we learned in a brice of somebody borrowed money from somebody else, and the type of mashkin that was given was a mashkanta de sura, that the malva will have this field for a certain number of years, and that will be in lieu of paying up the loan. And after those years pass, he'll give back the field, and he won't have to pay back the loan anymore. Yavasha Ilan Aniktas, if during those years the tree that was given as a mashkin dried up or got cut up, Shnei Masurimba, neither could use that tree to use up the principle. What should be done? Kate said, yeah, so what should be done? You look about karka, take this tree and sell the wood, and buy a piece of property for oichel peiris, and the malva will eat the peiris. Says the Gemara v'hochab. Says the Gemara, let's think about this. Kiven the kimata yovil kahadra ar lamara. When yovil comes, all properties in Eretz Yisrael are giving back to the original owner. The nim kokaya kanra. What's going to happen is that the malva will give back the property to the original owner, and the loiva won't get back anything. So that means that the loiva's principal is completely used up. And we're saying that that's not, Rav says that we never do such a thing. Hachamayaskinen, the Zavale Lashit Nishantan, says the Gemara that it was sold for 60 years. That if a property was sold for 60 years, there is no yovel problem. If you sold the property forever, that if it would stay by the buyer forever, then there's the halacha that yovel. Yesham yovel, but if it's not going to remain with the buyer forever, ain't in its messes. Yotzu shabbi shein sham yovel, ain't in its messes, because it's going to be by the buyer. What the way the Rashba explains the Gemara is that from now to the 60 years, there will be enough time for the malva to eat up the amount that he's owed, and enough time for the yovel, for the loiva to have the property before yovel comes. Soif, but ask the Gemara. Yes, we gave an explanation, but soif l'chimata shit and shnin, when the 60 years come, what's going to happen is kamata nahadra alamare. It's going to go back to its owner, v'kakayakarna. That means that the loiva never got his property. Alach ma'iskinen, says the Gemara, the way to understand the Gemara is in a time and a place where Yovel no longer applies. Yovel only applies when all of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and here we're talking about such a time where all of Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim point out that Gemara could have said that we're talking about a property that's not in Eretz Yisrael. Yovel only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rishonim say the reason the Gemara didn't give that teretz is because in these Mishnayos and Brises were written in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara didn't want to give a teretz. Another point that the Rishonim make is that what happens if somebody sells a property, and when they sell the property, they stipulate that Yovel Halakha should not apply to this property. So from here, why didn't the Gemara give this teretz? Says the Rashba that a person cannot make such a stipulation because, understandably, it's masna amasha kosev b'tayra. The Ritva says that yes, such a tanai cannot be made, but our Gemara is not a proof because our Gemara is following the opinion of Rameya that everywhere called Masash Masa Kosbatar to no bottle, and that can't be what the Gemara means to say. Hochnam Mustabra, this Akadatum's Mancha Yoival Noig, that we're speaking about Mancha Yoival Noig, Umachlin and Karna, and we will allow the Malva to sell and use it to buy something that nothing of the principle we left. So why does it have to be sold? Why don't we just use the wood as firewood? So we see that you're never allowed to do with this something that will cause that nothing of the principle should be left. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Imishim holoi kasha. Zim the shalom shnei mishkantim kavi yovel. There are going to be cases where the tree will be by the malva before yovel. Inami the motle zuzei park le abacham mishan mekavi yovel. And therefore the loiva will have it. So that's why the Gemara wants to give us an etza where the loiva will still be able to get back. When you make it for firewood, it cannot be yovel. The pasuk says, "Pashas Bahar, Kisimcha memkal amisecha kona al toina isha samaisai b'mis b'shana acha yoivot tikna. So the question is, why does it say b'mis b'shanim acha yoivot? Shouldn't have the Torah said b'mis b'shanim ad hayoivot? We should calculate how many years there are till the yoivot, not how many years there are after the yoivot. So the Panim Yafa says, because we just learned in our Gemara, the Rav Chisda teaches us that if you sold it for 60 years, then when Yovel comes, it can remain past that. That's what the pasuk means to say when it teaches us the halacha of achra Yovel. After the Yovel, I sold it for 60 years, and we have to see how much time there is left, how much time there is left till Yovel. If somebody rented a ship to transport wine, the tavala b'chatzi aderech, and it sank halfway. If you already paid, loyito, you can't get back your money. V'loy noson, but if you didn't pay, loyitein, you don't have to pay. And Taisa says you don't have to pay for the second half, but for the part of the distance that you traveled, of course, says Taisa, you will have to pay. Says the Gemara. Hechidami, exactly what is the situation that is being discussed? That I rented this specific boat and I did not say which wine is being transported. So the question is, if I paid some of the fee, why am I not entitled to get my money back since I indicated I want specifically this boat and I didn't specify which wine? So since you, the owner of the boat, cannot fulfill my conditions, namely, so the renter should be allowed to say to the owner, Havli Sfinta, Vano Mesina Chamra, give me the boat that I rented, and I should be able to take my wine. And if you don't have the ability to keep your word and give me the boat that you said you're going to give me, so then give me back my money. Ella Besfina Stam. We didn't specify which boat, but we did say which wine. So the question is, Imlay Nosan, if I didn't pay yet, am I loyitin? Because since the owner didn't specify which boat, and I said which wine, so we see that you could give me a different boat, and I have to bring this specific wine. And since you, the owner, could fulfill, the owner of the boat could fulfill your condition, I can't fulfill my part of the deal. I don't have the wine anymore. Namely, so the owner of the boat should be able to say to me, Havli hu chavra, bring the wine that we contracted for, v'anai maisis finta, and I'll bring you another boat. But since you can't bring that wine, the deal is canceled. Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, the case that we are speaking about, Lemishkachsla, the case that we're speaking about is Besfina Zuva Yainze, that we specified a boat and we specified a wine. So since neither of us can fulfill the terms of the deals, and since neither of us, says the Gemara, are able to fulfill the term of the deal, you can't bring me the boat that you're supposed to, and I can't bring you the wine that I'm supposed to. So the halacha is that whoever is making the claim, Yad Toiveya, the one who's making the claim, Yodai al Techtoinai, then he's in the weaker position. Ava Bastina Stam V'Yayin Stam, what would be the case where there was no specific boat that was specified, there was no specific wine that was specified? Here says the Gemara, Dalach will be Cholkim, that we divided. The Sma has a question. What does it mean that we divided? Does it mean that we divide the amount of distance that it traveled, or do we divide the amount of rent that we agreed to? Tanabana Sochas Asfina, if somebody rents a boat, Uparkala b'chatzei derech, and the person who rented the boat took off his merchandise halfway in the trip, and noisim loy schar shel chatzei derech, he gives him the fee for half the way, and ve'loy alav terumas, and the owner of the boat can only have complaints to the person who did so. So ask the Gemara again, hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? Ilayim the kamashka lagura, if it's being in a situation where the owner of the boat could find somebody else to rent the boat, amayis leterumis, why should you have any complaints to me? You'll find a different customer. Vid the loy mashkich lagura, and if you can't find somebody else, then kula gura b'yishlume, you ought to have to pay me. I, the person who rented the boat, should have to pay you the entire amount. So ask the Rishonim. We learned, Taisus asked the Rishonim, that we learned that if an employer in the middle of the day says to his workers, I don't need you, even if they could find another position, they still have a right to be upset at him. So why over here should the owner of the boat not have a right to be upset? Says the Gemara, that says the Ritva, in that case, the owner had no good reason to let them go in the middle of the day. And therefore, they have a right to complain. But here, I sold my merchandise. So I have every good reason not to have to want to pay rent. So it's not similar. Says the Marloy Lamashka Klagura. Yes, the owner could find another person to rent the boat. So if that's the case, and I already sold the merchandise, so why should you be upset at me? The boat shakes a lot when people bring and take off things from the boat. And that's why the owner has a right to have terumas agami. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that the boat gets ruined from merchandise being put on and taken off, so he has a real strong issue with me. It's not just terumas. Says the Gemara, alamai parka, what does it mean? The park of Tana Begavei. Then what happened was, in the middle of the trip, the renter, added more packages onto the boat. And that was part of the original condition, that I could add more cargo to the boat. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, Elamai Terumas. So why does the owner have a right to be upset at me? That was what we agreed to. And says the Gemara, the owner of the boat thought that he'll be able to get to his destination quickly, and I'm delaying him with putting on and taking off cargo. Inamil Ashley Yisera. By adding cargo to the boat, it's heavier. And when the boat is heavier, it means that they're going to need stronger ropes to pull the boat into the port. And that causes more expense to the owner of the boat. And since it causes more expense to the owner of the boat, that's why he has a right to be upset. The Gemara says that if in the middle of the trip I sold the merchandise to someone else and I found somebody to take the boat for the other half of the trip, so it's not considered a loss. Because I found him another, he has somebody else to rent the boat. Just the Gemara says he could have terumas. And the Gemara gave different reasons, as we just learned, why he could have terumas. But ask the Rishonim. We learned on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, Ena Soicher Rishoy Lahasker. A renter has no right to sublet a rented item without the owner's permission. So why are we saying that, well, I sold the cargo halfway, but you can't have a complaint against me because I found you another tenant? That's never acceptable. So explains the Rambam. Why is the halacha that an asoicher rishoy lahachmer? Because as we learned, there's a claim that the owner could say, "Ein ritzoni shebigdani biyad acher." I don't want that what I asked you to watch, somebody else should watch. But, he says, when it comes to a boat, when it comes to a ship, the owner of the ship's workers always go along on the ship. And therefore, they're going to make sure that the new tenant on the ship nothing will happen. And therefore, they can't say, Emritsoni, she begdoni, beyad acher. Says, and this question, if you could sublet something, is now we learned that if the owner or his representatives are on the boat, then there's no concept of Emritsoni, she begdoni, beyad acher. But when it comes to an apartment, if I rent an apartment from you, and now I sublet the apartment to somebody else, obviously the landlord is not there. And therefore, since the landlord is not there, so therefore they can't say, therefore you can't say, well, you'll make sure that the new tenant will treat it right. You're not there to make sure, you're not in the apartment. It's not like your sailors who are on the boat. And therefore, since it's not the same, we can't compare the two situations. Continues the Gemara. If somebody rented a donkey to ride on it, the person who rented the animal could put on it his clothing, his blanket, and all the food he needs for this trip. Anything more than that, the person who's leading the donkey could stop it. Chamor menichalov, and the donkey driver could take soyer v'tevin, barley and straw, which the animal eats, mezonos v'shloisa yom, as much as the driver needs to eat for one day. B'kam ve'eluch, anything more than that, soychem akavalov, the person who bought it could stop it, because he could say that when the animal is carrying too much, it can't go quick enough. Says the Gemara, hey Chidami, what's the case here? If you could buy food along the way, the driver should prevent the person who rented the animal from putting food on it. And if there's no food along the way, why should the person who rent the animal prevent the donkey driver from putting food on the animal? Answers the Gemara. You could buy, but it's not easily found. Every night when they stay at an inn, then they'll be able to find. So the donkey driver who's always traveling, that's what he does. He always buys every night in the inn that they stay. The person who rented the animal is not traveling. He's not. That's not what he does. And therefore, he doesn't know what to buy, where to buy. And therefore, he's entitled to put more food on it. But the Shulchan Aruch, when it quotes this halacha, says that this halacha that we just learned in the Gemara is only in a place where there's no minig, there's no firm minig. In a place where there's a firm minig, of course, we have to follow the minig amakim when it comes to food. If somebody rented a donkey that a man should ride in it, a woman shouldn't use it for riding. Isha, but if you rented it for a woman riding it, then the halacha is reichel of ish, a man could ride on it. Isha, if you rented it for a woman, ben gadol ben ktana, any size woman could ride on it, a young woman, an old woman, a filim ubez, a filim neka, even if she's nursing, or she is pregnant. The Rashi and the Ritva say that if you rented it for a man, a woman can't ride on it, but says the Rashba that if you rent it for a woman, a man may ride on it, but they suggest that if the person who it was not rented for rode on it and the animal died, he will be held responsible. Says the Gemara, Hashtam Naked Amrit, if we're saying that you could put on it a woman that's nursing, so you have the mother and the baby, and we're still saying that we rent it for a woman, a nursing woman, it's understood she's going to take her baby, says the Gemara, a woman who's pregnant is not two separate people. And says the Gemara, Muberesu Minikikama. The Brice is saying that the woman is pregnant and she's also nursing. So she is heavier because she is nursing. And she's also, besides heavier because she's nursing, also she has heavy because she's pregnant, also has a baby, also has a baby with her. Amar Abaya, Shema Mina, Binsa, if you sell a fish in this market, a karsatakla, the weight is in the stomach. Says the one, why do we have to know it? Lameka chamemker, that if you see a fish that has a large belly, don't buy it by the weight, because you're going to be spending a lot of money on, you're going to be spending a lot of money because the weight is all in the belly. The bigger the belly, the more the weight. Here we see, says Seir Achroinim, there's a question if somebody has a worker and a mother of children and she needs to bring a child with her to work, can her employer say, you have no right to bring a child to work, I hired that you should come without any children? From here we see that, again, the Paiskim say, it may not be done on a regular basis. But if it's not done on a regular basis, we see that when you rent a donkey, it's understood that if a woman is going to bring along her children, a woman under certain circumstances could bring along her children with her. The Gemara here has been talking about what happens in the terms of a deal in the middle of the deal. Something changed. The ship sank. I sold the merchandise, etc. The question is that I saw that the Sefer Atta Lemoshel discusses, what happens if somebody was hired to work in a certain industry and that industry has a downturn and the employees that this owner has, he doesn't have work for them for the job that he hired them, but he has other work for them. So he wants to give them the other work, and they say, no, we were hired for a specific job, and if that job is not available, you have to give us severance. I saw a similar shaila where there was a team, a soccer team in Eretz Yisrael, hired a player who also happened to be a lawyer. And then the owner of that team could not keep the team going. He went bankrupt. But he said, I'll keep this worker on as a lawyer, as a lawyer. And this person says, you hired me to be a soccer player, not a lawyer. What is the halacha? So the Paiskim say that as long as the job that you're given is not harder than the job you were hired for, the employer has every right to keep that going. But then to make you do that job. But then he discusses a shaila where somebody registered in a gym for a certain amount of months, and then something came up that he wasn't well, and he wasn't able to attend the gym. And he wants to get back his membership fee. He says, I couldn't do what I was supposed to do. I couldn't come to the gym. There, he says, it wasn't my fault that you're not able to come to the gym. Unfortunately, you're not well. That's what's preventing you from coming to the gym. And therefore, the halacha will be that he is not entitled to a refund. The Cheshukei Chemed discusses a situation that there was a very interesting discussion. This happened also in Eretz Yisrael, where there was a chassan and kala that got engaged and got married, but the kala was cross-eyed. And the kala, the chassan, had an agreement with the kala's parents that they will pay for an operation to correct her issue. And they put down a deposit with a doctor, and then they paid for it. They gave the doctor payment, but then the war broke out. The doctor was called up to the army, and by the time he comes back,
the chassan already is used to the kala, and it doesn't disturb him that she's cross-eyed, and he wants the money back for the operation. He says, I don't need the operation. So he says that if the doctor is willing, and that's very much what we learned in our shiur, if the doctor is willing to keep the terms of his agreement, he gave a certain boat, and he's willing to keep those terms, we learned, then the fact that the passengers or the person who rented it aren't interested doesn't change that the doctor has every right to say, I'm prepared to do what you paid for, and you have no right to back out.